Digital assets empire thrives amidst disruption. Hey, Side Hustle School. What's up, friends? What's up, community? Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for taking some time. I hope you are doing well wherever you are in the world, whatever you're up to. If you are working your day job, if you are out on your commute, perhaps exercising or doing something totally different, I acknowledge your desire to create something for yourself, to create passive income perhaps so that you can do more of what's important to you. We are all about helping people find economic empowerment, or not just find it, but create it. How about that? So let's see. Today is Throwback Thursday. In this week's segment, we're going to hear from a clever designer who has sold more than $50,000 in digital assets. So you're going to discover the strategies and innovations that allowed her to continue creating unique, high-quality designs that captivate clients worldwide, even amidst the AI disruption. Now, AI is creating so many different digital assets, you know, digital artwork and fonts and other things that are sold on these creative marketplaces, but she is finding a way to keep going. So I always admire somebody who has an idea, implements that idea, and then even as an industry changes, they find ways to remain current. So we're going to hear how she's done that. We're going to hear at least a bit of her story. We try to keep things short and action-packed, but hopefully we'll hit a few highlights. And the whole goal is to give you a point of inspiration, to give you a business idea perhaps, or just to kind of understand how somebody is going from idea to income. And then you can think about how to apply that to your own ideas as well. All right. What has happened since we first heard from Sarah? Sarah has got an update for us. She's got a whole story for us, in fact. So I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up. Here is Sarah.
Hey everyone, it's Sarah, and I'm excited to be back for another Throwback Thursday episode. When I last shared my story, I was celebrating the milestone of surpassing $50,000 in sales on my digital asset shop on Creative Market. I was thrilled about the future of my growing business. However, the past couple of years have brought about a significant transformation in the digital asset space with the rapid advancement of AI-generated products. Today, I want to share how I've adapted to this new reality and continued to thrive in an increasingly competitive market. When AI-generated digital assets first started flooding the market, I was definitely concerned. I worried that my designs would become obsolete and that I wouldn't be able to compete with the speed and efficiency of AI. However, I quickly realized that AI is just another tool in a designer's toolkit, and that the key to success lies in how you leverage that tool to create unique, high-quality assets that resonate with your target audience. My strategy for staying ahead involved a combination of embracing AI technologies and doubling down on my own creativity and expertise. I began experimenting with AI-powered design tools to streamline my workflow and generate new ideas, while also drawing on my own skills and knowledge. Basically, I would use AI to create initial sketches or patterns, and then I would refine and customize those elements by hand to give them a unique flair. This hybrid approach allowed me to work more efficiently while still maintaining the high quality and originality that my customers had come to expect from my brand. In addition to adapting my design process, I began offering personalized design consultations and custom asset creation services, which helped me stand out from the sea of generic products. I realized that the real value I offer isn't just in the digital assets themselves, but in the expertise and creativity I bring to the table. By working closely with my clients and understanding their unique needs and preferences, I'm able to create bespoke designs that perfectly suit their projects and exceed their expectations. Thanks to my innovative approach and customer-centric focus, my digital assets business has continued to thrive even in the face of the AI revolution. In fact, my sales have nearly doubled since my last update, and I'm now considering expanding. If there's one piece of advice I can offer to other graphic designers looking to succeed in the world of digital assets, it's this. Don't let AI replace your own creativity and expertise. Use it as a tool to enhance your work and streamline your processes. But always remember, the real magic lies in the human touch you bring to your designs. I'm so grateful for the opportunities and the challenges that have come my way, and I'm excited to continue growing and evolving my business in the years to come. I hope my story inspires you to embrace change, stay true to your vision, and keep creating amazing work that you're proud of.
Big thanks to Sarah for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, thank you as well for being out there. I so appreciate our community. Let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives, more than 1,000 stories, more than 2,700 total episodes, sidehustleschool.com. There are some resources there. There are some notes for every single episode. There's an email list. We'd love to send you a short little newsletter every Sunday. And of course, the podcast continues to go out every day, always free. Listen wherever you want. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.